Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
The Burt Show.
All right, you're going into the weekend, so here's your reminder. We are hooking you guys up with a brand new Mercedes-Benz for just $100. How is that possible? Ooh. It's our annual raffle from RBM of Alpharetta, who is gracious enough to give us a brand new Mercedes. And they're like, hey, Burt Show, you guys need this for Burt's Big Adventure, the trip you take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses? Go ahead, take our brand new car for only $100.
Yeah, this is the sixth year in a row that RBM of Alpharetta has hooked us up with a brand new Mercedes-Benz. And the one that's up for grabs this year, a 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV. Like Bert said, raffle tickets are only $100. And we have capped the tickets. You have a 1 in 2,500 chance in winning. So those are really good odds. And here's the deal. We have less than 750 left, probably less than 500 at this point. It's going to sell out before the end date, which is next Wednesday, October 25th. So if you want in on this incredible opportunity, make sure to go to burtsbigadventure.org or theburtshow.com.
All right, Candace here is saying that there's going to be too many people in the delivery room here, and it's a little bit shocking, and she is not real happy about it at all. Candace, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so do tell, this is your fiancé's best friend?
Yeah, so my fiance's best friend, who is pregnant, she does not, well, the dad isn't around. So she asked my fiance, would he be willing to be in the room with her? And I mean, I feel bad for her and everything like that, but I just feel like that's a process that should be between two people that are going to be really attached to the baby's life. Hmm. My fiance is not going to be around like that. So I feel like that's a special, meaningful moment. And I also feel like it should be experienced between me and him for the first time, you know? And I need to, like, let him know that I really don't want him to do that, because I feel like it's taking something special away from me. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, I know people may disagree. I understand that. But I just kind of feel like I need to tell him no. So I just want to know how to, like, tell him no. And if there's any other, like, maybe some solutions I could follow up behind that, possibly, so the no doesn't feel so bad, you know?
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you. Kristen's like,
I disagree.
You do. Okay,
oh, wholeheartedly.
Go for it.
I'm someone who gave birth. It wasn't, unfortunately, like a vaginal birth, because little Jimmy was stubborn and he was sitting breech. So I ended up doing a C-section, but I've been in the delivery room. My best friend gave birth to her first daughter, her first child. And I don't see how it's going to take away from you and your fiance. That's a completely different situation. His, like, you know, his first child is going to be so special with you. This is a best friend in need, and she doesn't have, like, that is one of the scariest times and scariest moments in a woman's life when you are giving birth, and you need somebody there that you can trust and you can lean on. And if he is indeed a best friend who could potentially be a godfather to this child, so he is, I don't see how, like, how he wouldn't be an active participant in the child's life. If that's his best friend, you will be in some capacity. Like, I think for him to be there and for you to not only okay it, but embrace it and encourage it would be a beautiful gift to her.
All right, hold on one second, because I think I might have had this twisted from the start. So use a real life example here with everybody in studio.
Okay, so this is saying, like, Mo and
Katie, if Katie was in labor.
Yes, Katie's in labor. Yeah, Katie's in labor, and even though she's a lesbian, the father is not in the picture. All right, the father's not in the picture,
yep.
And she wants Mo to be in the delivery room with her, but Mo is engaged to another woman, and she's like, "No, you can't be in the delivery room with Katie."
He's engaged to Abby, and Abby's like, "No, you can't be."
Absolutely, you can't do that, Mo.
Right?
Okay, now I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like, no, if that's your best friend And again, you know, it's so scary. And to have to go through that alone, you want somebody there that you love and you trust to be a support system. And I don't see how it would detract or take away from any, you know, future births. Like, that's just, to me, that's comparing apples and oranges.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Candace, what's your real problem with this? That it's too intimate of a situation and you should be involved in it? Or you're thinking, like, somehow, some way, it's almost, like, sexual because he's in there with...
It's, they've never been romantic. I just kind of feel like... Me and her have never been close, and I kind of feel like since our wedding is getting closer, like, she just kind of sprung this on him, and it's like an attention thing from her, because she's no longer the center of his attention, and I hate for it to be about this with her birth, but I also feel like this is a thing between me and her. You know what I mean? Like, she's not really a fan of mine, and I'm not really a fan of hers. And so I feel like she did this. When she does have people that could be in the room with her, her mom can be there, her aunts can be there. I mean, she has other friends as well, but she asked him specifically. So I feel like it's a slight towards me.
So you feel like it's calculated? Like, it's not about him being there for her, it's about her trying to get at you.
Right. Because our wedding's coming up, and I'm more the center of attention for him than she is at this point.
Okay. That's a different take.
What do you think?
It's tough for me to say what I would do if I was in your fiance's shoes without knowing the true dynamic of all of the relationships, especially what you put in the calculated part of it. But I do know that if I were in that situation, and we are talking about my best friend, like top tier friend, my fiance would have a difficult time making me feel like I shouldn't be there for my best friend. And I probably would want to do it. And I think ultimately, if my fiance didn't want me to, I wouldn't, because that would be more important to me. But I wouldn't be the happiest about you putting me in that position, if I were honest.
Yeah, Candace, I know exactly how you feel. When a woman makes a calculated move against you, it just rubs you the wrong way. So I completely understand where you're coming from in the sense where you feel like this is almost like a power move on her part. However, I do think if you allow your fiance to be in the room with her, I do think it's going to backfire in a very specific way. But also, I do think that he will be he'll be more prepared going into your birth if you let him do it the first time with, like, let this be the practice round.
That's not going to fly. I do think that there's something else also. Like, the two of you guys, if this is the best friend, are going to have to figure out a way to coexist. Yeah. Or there's going to be a lot of resentment on your man's part. Here is Melissa. Good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. I just feel like with what Kristen was saying, it is really scary, but and you need someone you can trust, but also someone you know that will advocate for you in that situation when you may not be able to advocate for yourself. So if she feels like the best friend is who she can trust to do that, I kind of feel like that's more important than any kind of power dynamic they have going on there. The baby is most important.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. All right. Final opinion?
I think you be the bigger person and you encourage him to do so and to be there for her, and that way she has nothing to hold over you. I don't think anything bad's going to come out of it.
I completely agree.
Yeah, let him get all his mistakes in her delivery room out of the way, and then he'll be a better partner for you when it comes around.
I think if this is truly a calculated move on her part and she has other people in the family that can be there, I say
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. If this is a play and she really is trying to get to Candace, we don't know. We haven't seen it. But if this is really more of a manipulation than anything else, I wouldn't allow it.
Ooh, Candace, you know what you can do? Be like, hey, if you're going to be there, I'm going to be there too. And you can make it like a group effort.
Hey,
a
tailgate in there.
Bring a little grill in there.
Yes. Bleachers. Sounds like a good time.
George Foreman over in the corner.
Yes.
The Bird Show.